Okay, good morning. I'm praying your sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I ask for any sister that's listening today, just for her salvation, her safekeeping, for her to endure all the way until the end and to see anything that's spiritually dangerous to her and to cast it off and have a heart also to fight for her loved ones, anybody you've placed in her life, and for their salvation and safekeeping as well, and that we just obey you, that we just die to self and obey you as a church here in the United States. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about slavery again, okay, and being very guarded against when man makes up their own sin, which is basically what they're doing. They're not saying it, but they are, okay? Their own form of godliness, their own form of what they believe sin is, and then holding people accountable to it when it has nothing to do with the conviction of the Holy Spirit and what God says is sin according to the scriptures, okay? And how dangerous this is. Scripture prophesies against, warns about this, okay? And I'm telling you, that's the most proud thing that you can honestly do is tell the Lord, you know, I know what sin is apart from you. That's really, really bad. Okay. Run from that, and leaving it at that. And then just touching more on some other scriptures. And it does, scripture talks about how to treat, okay, have laws for governing slavery and things like that, and how to treat your servants as well. Okay. This is Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 9, it says, "And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, and knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there any respect of persons with him." Okay. But this whole concept of slavery and ownership, okay, it's, once again, you have to just stick to the word of God. It's multi-layered, and it's got eternal and spiritual, an eternal and a spiritual foundation. That's where it comes from. Okay. Because this is, John, let's see here. This is John chapter 8, starting at verse 31, okay, and says, "Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man." Okay. "How sayest thou, ye shall make me free?" Okay, so saying we're not slaves, right? Okay, and Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whomsoever committeth sin is a servant of sin." Okay, so the whole world apart from those who are set free by Jesus Christ, they're a bunch of slaves. Slaves, you know you were. You're a slave of sin. You're a slave of Satan. He commands you, your flesh would constantly sin and enjoy it. Even when you wanted to stop doing it, you still had no power to stop. Okay. You were a slave. Okay. This is Romans chapter 6 and says, verse 7, it says, "For he that is dead is freed from sin." Okay. This is verse 16, Romans 6, verse 16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness." Okay, being then, this is verse 18, "being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." So now we're servants of God. Okay, we were slaves of sin. Now we're slaves to the Lord. We're servants of the Lord. He owns us. Okay, and scripture says he owns us. Okay, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. It says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So your body and your spirit are owned by God. Okay? So this whole concept of being owned, you're just owned by one or the other. Okay? Either you're a servant of sin, okay, and on to death, okay? You're essentially owned by the devil and you're going with him, okay, into eternal damnation, or you're owned by Christ and you're going on to eternal life, but you're owned. No person, there's no middle ground. There's no other section. Okay. It's either one or the two, one of the two. Okay. So this whole concept of ownership and slavery and owning people and things like that, they have eternal, it has an eternal foundation. Okay. So just, and we'll talk more about why it's so
so dangerous, okay? These things that are going on a little bit later, but you just need to understand that God is the one that decides what is sin and what is not sin, okay? And we submit onto that because he's God. But then moreover, there's reasons for these laws. They mean things, okay? They're eternal and spiritual. They mean things that we can't even understand or comprehend at some points, okay? So I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask, excuse me, for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a heart to serve you and to glorify you and focus upon you and know that her life is not her own. You own her. And that it's a good thing, and that she has a heart to serve and to obey you and understands what submission really is and ownership. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.